This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I think that the Josh Dobbs signing means that the Joe Milton flip could be imminent. So I would bear that in mind, too. And something I mentioned a couple weeks ago, just spitballing, why not send Joe Milton for Jacoby Myers? It's an easy flip. Pick up his $10 million contract for 2025. And figure out if you want to do an extension with him. Again, Jacoby Myers is not an elite wide receiver, but he is an 85 catch a year guy, and you know where he's going to be when he starts his route, and he's pretty durable. So I continue to bang that drum.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe. Patriots still have work to be done. Left tackle, wide receiver. We asked Tom Curran about it earlier today. You can check out all the latest on the Audacy app, Audacy. Just get that on your phone, download it, free, easy, take it with you wherever you go. You can also seek out the full interview on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. He was down on the tackle market, didn't sound crazy about Cam Robinson. Seems to think they could look at drafting a tackle, whether it's Will Campbell or Membu. And when it comes to wide receiver, we talked about Cooper Kupp with Curran. But I think that's an interesting idea. They brought in Josh Dobbs at quarterback. He'll be the backup to Drake May. And he's a competent NFL backup who can bridge the gap for 2, 3, 4 games. If May goes down, he's not going to be great. But like I said, competent. Mm-hmm. He's not going to expect to start over Drake May. So it fits into the room. He's got ties to Vrabel. Maybe that means Joe Milton III is on the way out. I wasn't exactly itching to trade Milton earlier today. I'm like, if you can't get a day two pick for him, meaning rounds 2 or 3, I'd rather just have him as a developmental player.
Yeah.
You know, a fourth round pick is probably fair. I'd just rather have him. But now you're telling me I could trade him for Jacoby Myers and pick up Myers' contract? And now you have a bona fide number two wide receiver in the room. You still need a one? Yeah, I'd probably do that.
I would definitely do that. And I think if you get Myers, and I know this is now wish list, but if you get Myers and Cooper Kupp, and you're going into the draft with those two guys, and with the rest of the, you know, Mac Hollins and whatever your receiving core is, but with those two guys at the top, I think it puts you in a pretty good spot. And Cam Robinson seems to be pretty polarizing. He might be the best available, but it might just be a really bad group that is available. So if you add him, you're thinking you have a starting left tackle, but not everybody's convinced of that. So you still might be in a position where, all right, that's what's left for the draft. Like, you went after defensively. Like, you can play defense tomorrow. You have,
right.
You have 11 guys or more that you feel good about, and you can go out and play. Offensively, you obviously have two huge needs still, and Jacoby Myers helps that. He doesn't fully solve it, but I'm sure Drake May would take a guy like that. And so there still are a few moves that could be made. If you trade Milton for Myers, you trade a 7th-round pick or a 6th-round pick for Cooper Kupp, and then you either decide Cam Robinson or the draft, and that's your left tackle, I don't know, that's a much-improved team.
No, and again, it's Vrabel telling you what they were going to do and then doing it. He said, we're going to fill out our needs and let the draft come to us. You sign Cam Robinson, you trade for Jacoby Myers, you sign Cooper Kupp. Like, and that's a lot of work still to be done. They still have to do it.
Yeah, right.
But you just said it. They can line up and play football and let the draft come to them. Real quick, Curran didn't sound sold on Cam Robinson.
No.
Bedard definitely isn't sold on Cam Robinson. He's making a point to compare Vadarian Lowe's stats to Cam Robinson's stats last year.
I don't love that. I'm not looking for another Vadarian Lowe.
He said on Twitter, I think the Patriots are thinking, we're not going to get stupid about this. Dan Moore, stupid money. He says, if Cam Robinson is trying to leverage teams, his agent can go pound sand.
Oh, I've heard that before.
We've definitely heard that before.
That words can hurt.
He said, I'd rather keep Lowe and then wait for the draft. So maybe bring back Vadarian Lowe, then overpay for Cam Robinson. Do you agree with that?
I can't tell you I know Cam Robinson that well, but I just feel like he's the best available left tackle.
I don't know how you guys feel about PFF grades, but he's consistently very low in them.
Okay. He said in 2024, he played 1,000 snaps, 64 pressures, 8 sacks, 13 penalties. Those are Cam Robinson's PFF numbers. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Like, to me, I would rather overpay on Cam Robinson, who I feel like is at least an NFL tackle. He's been an NFL tackle. Marone coached him in Jacksonville. Maybe you can get something out of him. I would rather overpay for him than run it back with Vadarian Lowe, who may not be a tackle.
Well, isn't Doug Marone kind of the guy you lean on here a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Like, and if he's like, I'm telling you guys, no. Then no.
Then you don't. Right? That's true.
Like, if they're bringing in all these guys that have coached or been or have been coached by the guys that are currently on the staff.
Oh.
Maybe this is where you go.
No, so that's a good way of looking at it.
Ready? So if he's in, then try it.
Ready? This is good. We have an update on Madden rankings.
Is this Woody Johnson's kid playing in?
Yeah, what was his name again? He had a good name.
Yeah, he did have a good name. As good as Woody Johnson, but...
Was it another, like, tree name?
Sap?
Birch.
Birch?
Birch Johnson. No, it was a good name. Whatever it was, I forget what it was.
Jack Johnson?
Nope.
No.
I do like his work, though.
Yeah,
that's like Sunday morning music.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Real
maybe
smooth.
Saturday you're making banana pancakes, you know?
Yeah.
Text line, most recent Madden rankings. You find that name for me, Keith.
Yeah, I'm efforting. Bobby Johnson?
Nope.
No.
All right. So you have Davis as an 85. You have Spillane as an 84. Williams is an 83. And then you get into some more players. They basically have signed all of their best players. Carlton Davis, 85. Robert Spillane, 84. And Milt the Stilt,
a lot of 83. That's why they got a B grade, B minus grade. That's
look,
all their guys.
Some people use PFF rankings.
Not us.
Some people use, whatever. They just look at the free agent list. We're choosing to use Madden rankings.
Madden rankings.
I like this.
Yeah.
They have upgraded their talent.
They are. They're better. They're definitely better today.
According to Madden.
But yeah, can Morgan Moses play left tackle and Caden Wallace play right tackle? I mean, that's too big ifs.
I don't want to do that.
Cam Robinson Madden rating. 78.
Forget it. Don't want him.
That is below Christian Barmore and Pop Douglas, but above Kendrick Bourne.
Right. Yeah, he's better than Kendrick Bourne.
And Kayshawn Booty.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mac Hollins, 74. Not loving that.
No. Well, he's not great.
Okay. I don't want Morgan Moses at left tackle.
No, I don't either. I feel like I don't want Morgan Moses as a starting tackle.
But okay.
I feel like I want him as like the swing tackle.
Oh, I mean, that would be ideal, but I'm assuming...
Probably a right tackle?
I'm assuming he's your right tackle.
But
right
Caden Wallace was drafted as a right tackle. Then the next thing you know, they were like forcing him to play left tackle, and it didn't like work out great. But I don't know. Could he just play right tackle? Or are you done with the Unwenewit tackle experience? Do you just want him a guard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a right guard. And, I mean, that's how I would approach it. So... When you look at how they've constructed it, like who's your left tackle right now? It probably is Morgan Moses.
And
I don't want that. I want him on the right side. So the real answer is maybe they got to draft a guy. Maybe they got to still sign someone like Cam Robinson. I think that's the real answer. And who knows? I mean, the Tunsil trade came out of nowhere yesterday. Maybe they have a trade lined up.
That'd be good.
I don't want to give them too much credit and just say, oh, they have this whole thing big brained and the trade will drop right into their lap.
The ESPN just like depth chart has Vadarian Lowe at left tackle. It has Laden Robinson at left guard. It has Andrews at center.
Who might retire.
Mike Onwenu at right guard and Morgan Moses at right tackle.
Okay.
That's what they have right now.
Text line is saying over and over. I said Birch. It was Brick Johnson.
Brick Johnson. Damn, that is good.
He said, how do I one-up my dad? He's Woody.
Woody.
Brick.
I'm Straw Johnson. I'll huff it up, puff it up, blow your house down. So... Do you think Cole Strange just takes over at center?
No.
Not that we go to
without Andrews.
If Andrews retires.
I don't know. I hope Cole Strange isn't on the roster. I would take TBD over Cole Strange.
All right.
He could
be good.
So, no, I like the signings they made yesterday. I do, and I'll give them credit for it. But they still have a lot to do on offense. And do they give me the depth chart on the wide receiver room?
right now, Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, Kendrick Bourne, Mac Hollins, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker.
As a wise man once said, stink, stink, stunk is what that wide receiver is.
They pushed back on that and then had to wear it.
And they stunk some more.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, again, I don't think they're done. Free agency hasn't officially started. It won't 24-plus hours from now or until 24-plus hours from now, 4 o'clock tomorrow. But they still have work to do. And I'm assuming they'll get some bodies in there. But as we told you a bunch, go look at the top 30 free agents. I've been using Florio's list. Go look at whatever list you want. They're pretty much all gone. They're basically all gone outside of Cam Robinson. So say what you want about him.
Yeah.
He's one of the few highly rated free agents left.
There's nothing left. Everybody else, old receivers that are going to wait.
Everybody else is snapped up. Yeah. So you're hoping that Cooper Kupp gets released. You're hoping you can trade for Jakobi Meyers or some of the wide receivers we talked about earlier today. Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Deontay Johnson, like washed lunatic.
Well, also, based on what Kern was saying about the culture in the locker room, there's zero chance on Deontay Johnson. Some of those other guys are not very good chance. Deontay Johnson's like the most off the deep end, probably.
Yeah, you can't go there. No. If you're emphasizing football culture.
No. Yeah.
Let's talk about football culture coming up in a moment.
Okay.
Because I like that they're fixing the room, which was a problem last year. But I do wonder if the pendulum swung too far. Meantime, let's go to Pete in the car, waiting patiently on our Bruins conversation. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's great.
Hey, so I just have this one thing. You know, when I'm thinking about Marchand as a player, and I know that, you know, when they gave him the captaincy ship, they had a pivotal decision to make. And looking at the roster at the time, I'm not sure who else could have taken it. But I think that they really changed Marchand, and I personally don't think that he was – capable of being the captain that they needed, and I think that was evident down the line as the locker room became a little bit louder. You know, we weren't used to hearing things come out of the locker room, but I'm curious to hear what you guys think, and I know that, you know, that they had that guy call from Hull who was upset, and I understand, but if you really love Marchand the player, which I do, the bare bones Marchand looking at other players in the playoffs player, you should be excited because I think you're going to get that back for the tail end of his career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're Florida, I think you got a great deal for a potential cup run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure on that. How did Marchand do as a captain? Poor.
I would say not great.
Did he do better or worse than Bergeron? I think that's up for debate. Bergeron didn't exactly do much during his captaincy either, although you didn't have the turmoil in the room that I think you had this year. Mm-hmm. But they won a round with Marchand. They didn't do that with Bergeron.
But he also got rid of Cassidy, who then won a cup right away when he left. And you're trying to appease the players. And it wasn't just Bergeron, but it was sort of like all the players in the room. Yeah, I don't think it was great. I think it also is one of those things where sometimes you're just kind of out of position. Like maybe like leadership isn't necessarily your thing. We talk about it with Devers a lot. Like, is Devers a great player? Yeah, he's a great hitter, but is he the face of your franchise? Is he the guy that's going to, like, you know, get everybody going, that kind of thing? And when you're surrounded by other leaders, sometimes maybe you inherit that, other times you don't. So Marchand played the majority of his career with Chara and Bergeron. And, you know, some other guys sprinkled in too. Maybe we want to go back to like a Mark Recchi, like early, yeah, like all those guys. And then all of a sudden they're all gone and you look around and everybody is like 10 years younger than you on the roster. Yeah, that is a big adjustment.
Yeah, so Marchand was a poor captain. I don't think Bergeron was a great captain, by the way. I think people wanted to turn him into something that he may not have been. I'm not sure the Bruins had great leadership with him. It got worse with Marchand. So, not to scratch that itch, but it was bad with Marchand. It was.
Yeah.
Is Pastrnak going to be a great captain?
I don't know, man.
Or McAvoy?
Pastrnak or McAvoy, because it has to be one of those two. I know Scott McLaughlin was in with us yesterday. He thinks it will be Pastrnak. I don't know. Like, it seems a little unfair because he was talking about, because like
your sourcing, Keefe, doesn't seem to think that Pastrnak could be a great captain.
No, but like, could you leapfrog somebody other than McAvoy over him? Where then that doesn't itself become a big issue?
Could you sign a guy?
Yeah, I feel like that's somewhat rare. You know, although guys do become captains, right?
Zadorov, captain, get it done. He's been captain of the sinking ship this year.
But I don't even know if you have one of those guys. But Scott's point was, you know, after the Marchand trade in the last couple of days, Pastrnak has spoken and he's kind of sounded like he's got leadership abilities. But that's also, McAvoy hasn't had the chance because he hasn't been around. He's been hurt. But I also think it's why they haven't given anybody the captaincy. Right? They're like, all right, let's wait and see. Let's see what the roster is in the offseason.
And in fairness, I was like, well, if he's the captain, just give it to him. But Scott told us yesterday they waited with Thornton.
Yeah.
There was a gap in there as well. Maybe he said,
was it Jason Allison?
No, that is what it was. It was Jason Allison.
So like you, but yeah, give, you have the offseason and also figure out what exactly your entire roster is. it's going to be different today than it is at the start of next season.
So the Bruins need a change in culture. They need a new leader. And you can jump in on that. Their leader this year, their captain this year, apparently wanted a raise on his six and change from a year ago. Paul Bissonnette reported that earlier today. We can get back into it. Patriots definitely need a culture change in the room as well. I'm a little fearful, and I think they needed this, so I don't want to criticize them for it. But I do wonder, the players they've signed, are they getting the best players, or are they getting the players that they know the best? Are they getting the players they think would be, you know, adults in the room, but not necessarily the most talented? And are they overrating that change in culture? Because pretty much everything you hear, maybe outside of Milton Williams, I haven't heard a lot about his leadership and what he'll be. But the other guys, you know, Spillane and Davis and even Landry to a degree, just because he played for Vrabel, Dobbs, Hollins, all these guys are pros and guys who have done it before and well thought of in the room. Are they leaning too far into that, or did they really, really need to fix that room?
I think they really needed to fix it. I think a part of it was it was a mess. We talked about it all last year. That became a bigger story. It was like the soap opera of the Patriots. For a while, it was the receiver room. They would always pop off and say something. Then by the end of the year, Jelani Tavai, you had other guys that were like calling out teammates for playing selfishly. Like, it was wild.
God chat with us.
On us. On our show.
Keon White was constantly doing it last year.
They all were saying something. Even the guys that you think were going in the right direction, like a Kendrick Bourne, he would kind of just being honest with like, in a way, throw a teammate under the bus. I don't think that was his intention, but that's sort of how it would come across. Or like, you know, guys making poor decisions, and it'd be sort of like a blanket statement of guys that weren't really professionals. So I think they did need a big shock. The one thing I also like enough about it is you are going from three different coaches, so it's not just Vrabel saying, "Give me all the guys that I know." Right, because like Terrell Williams was with Carlton Davis last year, and even though he was coaching D-line, he's in the secondary. Still, he knows him from the Lions. That's not a Vrabel guy.
Nope.
Like Mac Hollins is a McDaniels guy. So you're like, okay, so they are at least leaning on all three of those guys' experience around the league, which is also the opposite, not to pile on Mayo all the time, but Mayo didn't have any of that. Mayo didn't have any coaching tree. He had no experience outside of New England.
I don't think that's piling on. I think that's fair.
So this helps. Yeah. And then... But you also don't want only that, and that's why I think it's important to keep pointing out that the most expensive contract they gave out was to a guy that none of them have coached, and that was Milton Williams. And so it wasn't a loaded free agent class. He was sort of at the top. And when you look at guys who changed teams, you can make the case he's the best player that's changed teams, right? Because like Stanley and Godwin and Higgins and some of these guys
that
are,
actually changed teams, you can make that
case.
He
might be the best. Like, we'll see how he plays and all that other crap. But as of today, on March 11th, 3/11 day, for God's sakes, the national holiday for Jones, he might be the best guy that changed teams.
The holiest of the high holidays. Have we settled on what we're doing on Pie Day on Friday? Have we settled on that yet?
We're going to eat as much pie. We're going to bring in your favorite pie.
We need to talk about
scarf
that
it down.
More off the air.
Real quick, I forgot to mention that Kiefer Madness was brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay, that was the Madness every Tuesday. Sometimes we have an emergency elsewhere in the week as well. A reminder, you can still vote at Jones and Keefe. We're doing our 6/11 matchups today. So go to Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can see the full bracket. And on Twitter specifically, you can get in on these votes. So here's what we have up right now, Keefe. Our 6/11 matchup in the basketball region. The 90s Suns, the Charles Barkley purple uniforms with like the sun splashing across the front. Are going head-to-head with the Magic, the white pinstripe Shaq uniforms. We have an upset brewing there in the basketball region, so go vote at Jones and Keefe. Baseball region, the Astros sunset uniform. Like, think like 70s, 80s Astros, which I love.
Yeah.
Our match that you don't sound like you love them as much.
I do. I like the idea of them. I like the idea, and then I see them in the wild.
Those are nice.
The Nolan Ryans?
Numbers on the leg? That's a look.
I told Nick they're like a dog. Like, they could be an ugly dog, but in the long run, it's a dog. You know what I mean?
Against the Rockies Mountain Vest, as modeled, it looks like, by Larry Walker there. So that's the baseball region.
That was either a Billy or a Nick suggestion.
I'll fall on that grenade. That was my favorite.
Yeah, because the vest or a pullover.
A vest and pullovers. These guys go nuts.
Those are the only jerseys they submitted in baseball. And then our football matchup, Broncos, the Orange Crush, are matched up against Michigan. That's close. All these are pretty close. 6/11 matchups, so go vote.
That's why we're doing it.
At Jones and Keefe, your vote matters. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram again. At Jones and Keefe. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got heart. You got Fitzy. He got Ted. All their reactions to NFL free agency and what the Patriots have done. We'll get you our clip du jour as well. But it's time for Grab Bag. Hey, you okay? You okay? You lucky? Hey, you've been hit
by, you've been struck by a smooth grab bag. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including last night's Celtics victory over the Utah Jazz. Now, it's not a great Jazz team, Jones. They fell to 15-50 on the year. The Jazz did make it a game in the fourth quarter, but the Celtics were victorious. Sam Hauser, who was on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Seven!
Nine. Threes.
Seven in the third.
Seven in the third. Nine total, 33 points in the game. That was a game high. Jaylen Brown had 26. No Tatum, no Horford last night for the season.
So I read today, and now I'm blanking on the fourth name. They have had four different players this year hit at least nine threes in a game. White and Pritchard did it in the same game.
White, he Pritchard, did it last Hauser, night. Probably Tatum. No?
Yeah, who is the other one?
Tatum, Porzingis, Horford. They got
it.
They
was
got Brown? No. Can't be Brown. They've had four guys at nine threes?
I think it was Tatum, yeah.
Yeah, probably Tatum.
Yeah.
I think Pritchard, White, and Tatum are all in like the top 10 in like threes made on the season.
Oh, I'm sorry. That might be in Celtics history. I'm sorry. Maybe he's the third this year, fourth in Celtics history.
And Sherman Douglas.
The little general. No, I think it was it smart? It might have been smart.
He was out there. Oh, I think we have the, here we go. Tatum, Pritchard, White, Hauser.
Oh, it was this year.
That was from Pure Hoops Terp texting that into the show.
All right, well, stay tuned for more of that tomorrow at noon here on Jones and Keefe, every Wednesday, yeah.
grab bag.
The Boston Bruins in action tonight against the Florida Panthers. Brad Marchand was on the ice, although non-contact. He's just kind of taking a little skate with the,
such
with
a
the squad.
Yeah,
it is a real shame.
When he was out there on the ice today, taking line rushes with Barkov and Verhaeghe, I'm like, this guy, he's going to suit up against the Bruins?
Well, it's such a shame for two reasons. If he was healthy as an ox, you probably get a little bit more for him.
Yep.
And you play right away.
Mm-hmm.
And how crazy the atmosphere would have been for that. Now, he is speaking to the media, I think, right now.
I don't think it's ever going to stop at the rate he's going. Scott McLaughlin just said he gave a 5.5-minute answer responding to fans who are upset that he's a Florida Panther.
Yeah. I think he likes Boston. Probably mentioned that a few times. He's been in Boston a long time. Now, the reason why he's in Florida is because that was where he wanted to go.
Yes.
I think the Bruins would have been happy to send him out west.
Yeah. By the way, I saw this in the Twitch chat earlier. It might have been our friend Monty Mac. I forget. I saw it in real time.
Friend of the show.
It sounded like our good pal Monty Mac.
Yeah.
He said, Jones, why does it talk to bad blood that he's a Florida Panther? They sent him where he wanted to go.
Why do you think he wanted to go there?
He forced their hand. He said no, potentially anyway, to other trades with his limited no movement clause. So, yeah, no, I think that's out of spite for sure. I was hoping he'd be there tonight. If he keeps talking at this rate, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
There's a chance you catch some strays in this thing. Like, if he's giving 5.5-minute answers.
Yeah, don't ask him about me.
There's a chance he goes back to the Keefe well.
I guess that's true. Grab bag. Rafael Devers was supposed to make his spring debut today or tomorrow.
Oh, so he must have.
No.
No?
That has been pushed to Saturday. I would also put that in quotes.
Yeah,
because we've heard this a time or two.
I'd write that in pencil.
What is going on with Rafi Devers?
So he was supposed to. He's a giant baby, is what it is. Else do you think it is?
Oh, gotcha.
So he was supposed to play last week. Uh-huh. Then they said when they announced Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm like, well, that's sketchy. Just give us a day.
Right.
Don't say Tuesday or Wednesday. Give us a day. Now it's Saturday, so I guess they're at least giving us a day.
Yeah.
But they keep moving it back. Bregman still has not played in a game at second base, although Cora says he will do that.
Yeah, okay.
Sure he will.
Just like Rafael Devers will play tomorrow.
Devers continues to move back his first appearance at spring training.
Trevor Story scratched today. I guess it was a precaution, like a back.
Who could have seen that coming?
His back is barking at him, I guess.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
That guy's as healthy as a horse. That guy's a model of consistency. Always out there.
I guess not. That means Marcelo Mayer is getting the start at shortstop.
I like that.
Mild upper back tightness.
I'm sure.
For that war horse, Trevor Story.
Mild. That's not going to.
That's such a baseball injury. Oh, I slept too long. My back hurts.
Sat in the Uber weird.
I played spring training games. I played 2 or 3 innings for a week.
Yeah.
And now my back hurts.
Also, Brian Baio is unlikely to be ready for the start of the regular season.
So remember, and we said this at the time, but we're like, are they going to do a six-man rotation? Six-man rotation
they
would
are
be
not.
Dumb. No, it's going to sort itself out, is
it
what it's going to do.
It always does. Well, just like two of the big stories in spring were who's playing third base and what's the rotation. They're both going to solve itself because the one third baseman won't be ready. There won't be six guys healthy enough to start. That's baseball.
Right. And then they're going to need a shortstop out of nowhere because Story is not going to be ready for opening day.
Uh-huh.
If he continues at this rate, I would take this opportunity with Baio, similar to with Devers. Devers, you're the DH now. You're behind. You're just going to be the DH. I'd take the opportunity and jam Baio in the bullpen, which is where I think he will real high leverage back end of the bullpen guy. They won't do it with his contract.
No.
But I would take this opportunity to do that.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
All right, some of the quarterback shuffle in the NFL. Sam Darnold to the Seahawks. How do you think that's going to go?
Don't like that.
No. Geno Smith, obviously, with the Raiders. And Justin Fields to the Jets.
I don't like any of those fits, to be honest.
No,
Fields. If Fields went back to Pittsburgh with Metcalf and Pickens, if Pickens stays, I'd be like, oh, they might have something there. The Jets. Yeah. I know he played with Garrett Wilson at Ohio State. That's a bad fit.
Mm.
I don't like Darnold in Seattle. I don't like Darnold, period. I guess out of those, I think Geno to the Raiders is the best move, believe it or not. Brady had the best move there. And that's not Brady's first choice, second choice. I don't even know what it is on his list, but that's probably the one I like the best. And I like Fields.
What about Kenny Pickett to the Browns?
Well, that's great news for the Patriots, as would be Rodgers going to the Steelers if that happens.
If it happens.
Because Pickett right now is the Browns quarterback? They're drafting two.
I don't know.
Will Levis right now is the Titans quarterback? They're drafting one. And if the Giants don't get Rodgers, and I guess they're still talking to him, if the Giants don't get Rodgers, who is he? Is it Cutlets? Who's even the quarterback there?
They brought him back, right?
Is Locke still there?
Thought Locke was a one-year deal.
Regardless, it doesn't matter. None of the teams drafting in front of the Patriots have a quarterback, which is good news for them if Rodgers doesn't go to the Giants.
Yeah, not good. What was the other one? Let's see. Oh, Zach Wilson of the Dolphins. You like that?
That'll work.
Look out, moms.
If any team,
look out, moms down in Miami. Here comes Zach Wilson.
We've said the Dolphins need a backup to Tua. That is not.
Yeah.
That's not the example I was thinking of.
Okay. You ever heard a Rammstein song that's not Du Hast? Because there you go.
They have one other one that I was familiar
that might
with.
Be
it's not that.
No, I think that's it.
It's not that.
I think you nailed
but
it.
But okay.
I think that's it right there.
That's quite a niche.
Yeah, it's true.
The Rammstein B-sides? Like what
no
is
doubt.
That? Okay, good.
That's hard to say exactly what it is. Jones, two dorks recorded last night. Dork podcast. You get on the Odyssey app. One of them available right now, wherever you listen to podcasts. That would be Severance, Season 2, Episode 8. The other one is available just on YouTube right now, but tonight at the stroke of midnight, Traitors, Season 3. You, me, Shime, and my buddy Mac breaking it down. That was good stuff.
Good stuff.
If you like that show, even if you just like guys talking about shows, I highly recommend it. Is that your thing?
That's basically what it was. Just guys talking about shows.
Dudes on shows.
Exactly is what it was. But I'll be listening to Severance Episode 8. I'll be listening to that recap.
Appreciate
coming up.
That. Yep. Yeah, only two episodes left this season. It's been pretty great. Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one. Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. Ja Morant, 29 points, 12 assists. Jamal Murray, 34 points, 4 boards, 6 assists. Miles Bridges, 35, 5, and 5.
Wow.
Denny of Dia. They've had this guy a couple times, actually. I should learn his name for Portland. 34 points, 16 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Nikola Jokic, 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 8 assists.
I'm going to go Murray. Let's go Murray over
really?
Jokic.
Really? His teammate.
You got to go Denver over OKC. We got to go with somebody. Let's give Murray a little bit of love. No love from you for Hauser there.
Didn't put him in there.
Okay.
No, didn't put him in there.
He's no Avija.
He's not an Avija. Do you think that Jokic will win the MVP?
That would be my vote.
You should. Right?
I would vote for him over SGA. My answer would be no, he probably doesn't actually win it, but that's who I would vote for.
I think he should. And I think the 30-20-20 game might have convinced some people that were on the fence. Maybe they will go with Jokic. If he wins, it'll be his fourth MVP.
It's crazy.
Joining LeBron and Wilt the Quilt. Only Bill Russell and Jordan, who have 5, and Kareem with 6, would have more in the history of the league.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He should have won it the year that Embiid won it.
Keith, no one was on Jokic before you and I.
That's true. We were all over you.
I mean, I don't know that we necessarily saw this coming.
No one
identified him really earlier than we did.
We sniffed it right out.
Yeah, we did.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Brandon, baseball player of the day. This is a guy who is primarily a shortstop. I think he played literally every position except for pitcher, catcher at some point in his career, but really a shortstop. You'd know him as a shortstop. Played for 4 teams in a 16-year major league career. Had a cup of coffee. Played with the Brewers, White Sox, Mets, and Dodgers.
Brewers, White Sox, Mets, Dodgers.
So those 4 teams.
Primarily a shortstop, played everywhere. Brewers, White Sox, Mets, Dodgers. Okay.
Cup of coffee, 1992. Got Rookie of the Year votes in 1994.
With whom?
With Milwaukee. And then his last season was 2007. So he played a long time. He, let's see, would actually sock you a dinger. He had 130 home run season, a bunch of homer, 20 plus home run seasons. Topped out at 19 steals, so it was never a 2020 guy, but he was really close 1 year. Career 243 hitter.
Okay.
And 249 home runs. That's a lot of career home runs.
Oh, give me the teams again. Not Baltimore.
No.
I was going to say J.J. Hardy. Not J.J. Hardy. Billy, same? Yeah.
As soon as he ran over the names, I'm like, okay, no Orioles, not J.J. Hardy.
Nope. Brewers, White Sox, Mets, Dodgers.
Ricky Weeks was a second baseman. It's not Ricky Weeks.
Oh, good one. No. Let's see. This guy played any playoff games. He played in 13 career playoff games.
Not Johnny Peralta.
All right, so you had a 30 home run season, you said?
Yep.
Yeah. 04, he had 30 bombs with the White Sox.
04?
Yeah. What's going on in 04?
Was he on the team that won in 05? Was he on that team?
No, he was with the Dodgers in 05. He
shortstop.
He played only 2 years in the playoffs. 2000 with the White Sox and 06 with the Mets. He played in the playoffs.
I got nothing.
He'd sock some home runs.
You see it in the Twitch chat? I see you looking
Twitch
over
chat
there.
Has it.
Twitch chat has
and
it.
And text line.
No, text line definitely yet. Does that. Nope. Text line does not have it. All right. I'm going to look at Twitch.
Twitch has it.
Jose Valentin?
He got it!
I would not get that.
It's a random player.
I was like,
Jose Valentin.
I was like, John Valentin? No. I couldn't
Jose
have been
Valentin
him. Jose Valentin.
Had some sneaky power. Switch hitter, too.
I'm having trouble even picturing Jose Valentin. But nice
I
player.
Remember him with the Brewers, like pretty much the 90s with the Brewers. And then he went to the White Sox and had like some good White Sox seasons.
MVP votes?
Never. One year.
Oh, I thought you said top 30. No, 30 home run season. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 30 home run season, and he was ninth in the Rookie of the Year in 94.
That's what it was.
Strike really kind of killed him. Who knows what he would have done that year?
Rookie of the Year votes.
Yeah.
Is what that
tied
was.
Tied with Jim Edmonds. Or no, just below Jim Edmonds. Lost to Bob Hamlin that year.
Yeah, so I just realized the whole year. Time you said 92, I was thinking 2002, so I was way off with J.J. Hardy.
I was like, Peralta.
Yeah,
no, late.
That's on me, but
right.
I wasn't going to get him regardless.
You're all right.
Okay, well, Jose Valentin, nice work. The random baseball player of the day every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can still see the full Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can vote on Twitter and all the 6-11 matchups today. We will be done with all the first-round matchups by the end of the week. So make sure you keep going there. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons, see what they have coming up. I know, Hart and Fitzy and Ted, they're going to be talking Patriots free agency, which I imagine they'll actually make some moves the second we get off the air.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, 201. Be locked in.
Get ready for the Patriots to make some moves. You won't want to miss it on WEEI Afternoons. And we have our clip du jour next.
All right, here we go. It's time for our clip du jour on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, ready for that?
That sounds great. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today was a Tom E. Tuesday. So, of course, we had Curran on, and we were talking quarterbacks. And I think we have something to follow this year. Curran's on one side of this. We're on another as it relates to comparing two potentially great QBs.
That's what we call a bad bet.
For Curran.
Yeah. This is a notorious Jones move where you say a little too much and then you get trapped in a bet.
Yep.
I've been trapped in a lot of these. I know this from the other side, Tom.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
And I think that Drake May would be about their only pro. He's probably he's better. Certainly trends better than Baker Mayfield. Yeah, he's better than Baker Mayfield.
No, he's not.
But what else?
Not right now.
Would you rather play with Baker Mayfield
for a wide receiver? 11, but
in 2 years, maybe he could be, or maybe if he has a great year. I think based on just what we saw last year.
Who's going to have a better year this year? Who's going to have a better year? Baker Mayfield. Oh, it's on.
Baker Mayfield's not throwing a Mac Hollins and Jalen Polk. I think it's Mayfield. Now, how do we break this down? Is it just... Could just be stats, or
I'll
maybe is it stats?
I'll
is
tell you where
wins?
I walk into trouble. We usually decide it with fantasy stats. It's usually
fantasy
where we do
stats.
The old fantasy stats category.
I don't
category.
Know if that's going to get it done.
No?
But is it just touchdowns, picks, yards, wins, kind of jumble it all together?
I think we'll know it when we see it.
Eye test.
Yeah, eye test.
Sold.
Eye test.
It's going to be bigger. Then that way we'll both dig in.
Then it comes down to a vote, me, you, and Curran. We'll just, yeah, we'll just vote. If there's a discrepancy, we'll just vote.
Hart, who do you think is going to be better next year, Baker Mayfield or Drake May?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, okay.
I was listening to that live, and I was like, this is the clip du jour, and this is awesome.
I can produce the show now.
You did just fist bump when you, oh, when you heard that. I predicted it, and you were perfect. No, he's not.
No, good job. Keith, honestly, I was going to let that roll off my back. Good job being like, come on.
Well, because you shamed me, because I had Baker Mayfield like seventh in my top 10.
You hate Baker Mayfield.
You said it's too low. You love Baker Mayfield. You didn't love him enough.
Yeah.
But, so now I'm going to talk him up the rest of his career.
Curran was right when he started with he's trending.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's like, is he better?
Yeah, he's better. But he's got a ways to go. I mean, Baker Mayfield is coming off a great year. He's got more around him.
Plus, Baker was better at the same point in time.
Yeah, Baker
Remember
had a great rookie year.
28 touchdowns or something as a rookie?
Oh, yeah, good point. That's Baker had a better rookie year than Drake.
And he's better now.
That's when I picked him to win the MVP, and that's why we had that sound
But the slam dunk
ago.
Baker had a bad year, too, though. So
yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he
Freddie
sort
Kitchens.
Of paved the reclamation road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was bad. The Carolina Rams sign him on a Wednesday, play him on a Thursday. Baker was
But he says that
bad.
Saved his career. Sean McVay,
oh,
just coaching, just playing for like a couple games.
But the biggest part that goes against Curran is the whole question of the offense.
Yeah.
If the offense looks anything like it looks like today, now I know you guys are dreaming they're going to get a tackle, they're going to get multiple receivers, all these things.
Yeah, of course.
But as it looks right now,
yeah, it's tough.
He's
sledding.
Porked.
Yeah, he is.
Even if he is trending better and might be better in 2 years, yeah, he's porked.
You know what helped May? If he got Godwin instead of Baker Mayfield.
Correct.
Like that probably would have been a good
right
move.
Right now, he's winning 14-10. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs to win these low-scoring games.
Yeah, but what happens when he throws the critical pick?
Well, then they lose.
Then they lose 10-7.
Correct. So I would expect a bunch of news during your show. Keith pointed this out earlier in the program. Here's how it's tended to go. We get off the air on Friday, a bunch of Bruins news.
Yeah.
We get off the air yesterday, and we did have some signings yesterday in fairness, but you got the big one in Milton Williams.
Yep.
So what are you bracing for today? A lot of news?
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a lot of news. Hopefully, I know the dream is alive for Jacoby Myers or some wide receiver. Maybe Cooper Kupp gets traded or cut or whatever. Keep that dream alive. Fitzy, 2-6. Obviously, Ted joins the fun at 3. 3-point stands. We'll get his 5:30 TED Talk on free agency. Just
Ooh,
like
TED Talk.
Sort of the internal nice. Agent dynamic, free agent dynamic, player, money, contract. You remember, he signed that 5-year, $25 million contract in like the mid-90s. That was a lot of money back then. So he's lived the big money NFL contract life. So we'll do a lot of that. We'll grade. You know, I put out the poll today for the grade, and fans seem to be relatively happy.
Got to go B so
far,
right?
That is winning.
Yeah.
B is winning.
Yeah.
They did a good job addressing some areas, just not the areas a lot of people wanted addressed, including probably Drake May. So we'll continue to react to all of that and break it all down.
Okay. That's WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate St. Patty's Day at the Nines this Sunday and Monday. Enjoy the traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner or try the corned beef Reuben with a Lucky Horseshoe Ale. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered all afternoon long. We're back tomorrow at 10. Would You Rather Wednesday? It is Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon, and free agency starts tomorrow. So stay tuned for all of it.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.